224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry. Preston pop star Justin Timberlake has been arrested and charged with driving while intoxicated in Sag Harbor, a community on New York's Long Island. He's got a court appearance scheduled and a world tour in which he will perform at Madison Square Garden next week. President Biden is set to implement two executive actions on immigration in an aim to protect undocumented immigrants, says ABC's Selena Wang.
The president is announcing two major new immigration policies. The first executive action, it could protect up to 500,000 undocumented immigrants from being deported. Now, these are people who are married to U.S. citizens. They've been in this country for at least 10 years. And under this new policy, they can apply to legally live and work in this country without having to leave the U.S. first and risk separation from their families for years.
The second policy would make it easier for DACA recipients to get work visas. Tens of millions of Americans are suffering through blisteringly hot temperatures this week, the first real stretch of hotness so far this summer.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Supreme Court will hear a challenge to Governor Evers' 400-year school funding increase. Evers used his line item veto to make changes that give Wisconsin schools a per-pupil funding boost for the next four centuries. Wisconsin governors have sweeping veto powers, but the courts have put limits on striking single words or letters. Donald Trump campaigns for president in Racine today, his first Wisconsin stop since he called Milwaukee a horrible city last week. Congressman Scott Fitzgerald tells WISN-TV's Up Front that Trump was only complaining about the last election.
That's where the comment came from, that Milwaukee is just terrible. What he was talking about was the elections in Milwaukee. They're concerned about them.
Trump has repeated lies that the 2020 election was stolen from him. I'm Terry Bell. Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Madison Metropolitan School District has opened up the process to choose a name for the new Southside Elementary School. Southside on East Badger Road just wrapped up its first school year. Here's the thing. There are 175 naming proposals. There are proposals to name it after local philanthropist Lori Mann Carey, former administrator and UW Regent Milton McPike, and Ada Deer, the first Indigenous woman to run for Congress in Wisconsin. The Citizens Naming Committee will be accepting feedback for the next 30 days. And if you need a spot to cool off this week, you have a few options. Libraries are air conditioned. There are 9 branches in the Madison Public Library system. Plus, the city of Madison operates 3 splash pads at local parks, Rheindahl on East Wash, Elver on the west side, and Cypress near the Arboretum. Plus, there are splash pads in Cottage Grove, DeForest, Fitchburg, Middleton, Sun Prairie, and Verona. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Brewers fall to the Angels. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing 5-3 last night to the Angels in Anaheim. Milwaukee producing only 5 hits. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
It wasn't a great ball game for us, for sure. I mean, we had opportunities many times to play. We didn't play a complete ball game, you know, in any side of the ball. Defense, pitching, offense. We had, you know, opportunities again and didn't come through, so. Yeah, that's disappointing.
NBA, last night in Boston, the Celtics eliminate the Mavericks 106-88, an NBA record 18th championship for the franchise.
You get very few chances in life to be great, and you get very few chances in life to carry on the ownership and the responsibility of what these banners are and all the great people, all the great players that came here. And when you have a few chances in life, you just got to take the bull by the horns and you got to just own it, and our guys owned it.
That's Celtics head coach Joe Mazzulla with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Windy, sunny, hot today. Highs in the low 90s. Humidity pushing the heat index into the mid to upper 90s. For tonight, partly cloudy, windy, a low around 72. Slight chance of a storm late. Scattered showers and thunderstorms on your Wednesday, high of 83.
It's 76 at our studios.
Small business owners, we know finishing your to-do list can feel like climbing a mountain, but that mountain is also covered in banana peels. Then, when something new gets added to your list, you're like, nope, I'm already climbing this huge, super slippery banana peel mountain of a to-do list. At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy to manage your policy on our mobile app. So climbing that banana peel mountain feels more like a leisurely stroll. See if you can save on commercial auto insurance in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the hot weather continues, and we do a segment of the good, the bad, and please tell me that's not true. Don't miss it.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 11.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matinere on air.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
When you have all of these people coming from our top geopolitical foes with ties to radical Islamic terrorism, that there are terror cells in this country. And 9/11 or worse is coming. Now, it's not a matter of if to me, it's almost a guarantee. I hope and pray to God I'm wrong. Mm. I don't think I'm wrong. I've been saying it over and over again.
Yeah, that's weird. Donald Trump's saying that too. There's 100% going to be a terrorist attack here. Hey, you know who has something to say about that on the threads? Is that funny? That's that writer, comedian that's extraordinaire, Steve Marmel. Oh, look, there he is.
I hear he's a cool dude.
Hiya, Steve.
I'm good. How are you? It's been a while.
It's been a while. You know, we've been talking about this all morning, and you just tweeted or threaded. You said they are literally praying for an attack on America because they have the easiest possible candidate at the top of the ticket. It worked for Giuliani, so they want to repeat that quote-unquote success. I mean, they're saying everything out loud this time, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, the only thing they're not doing is putting up the same map to the Capitol that that all of the peaceful people on January 6th seem to have in their pockets.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I mean, what are they going to do? Keep you can't keep babbling the same things about ovens and Hannibal Lecter, so.
And sharks and batteries.
Sharks. By the way, you know it's
baby
sharks.
You know it's a
I hope he tells that story at the debate and Biden just goes, what the are you talking about, man?
Yeah. Yeah. You know it's baby shark he's talking about. It's the only shark he's ever seen.
Baby shark.
Baby shark. Mama shark.
Sorry, everybody.
Wow.
Wow, that brought me back.
That's going to be in our heads the rest of the day now.
Daddy shark.
I leave a mark.
Wow, speaking of bites, you've had, what is this whole sad story since we saw you last,
I am both a ramshackle health nightmare, but a walking, talking reason why you should have insurance. I was having, they say minor back surgery, but that is
bold.
There is no
there's nothing minor.
There's nothing minor about that.
Three of my desks, done my discs and did like origami or something.
Wow.
Wow.
Scary.
But the night before, I was walking around. I accidentally stepped on my 10-year-old Lhasa Apso.
Oh, baby.
I love him. He's got four teeth, and three of them struck below the skin.
Oh.
And so... I was like, all right, clean this out. Had surgery. Everybody was like, oh, you're fine. And then on Friday, I think I had everything from bird flu to chlamydia in my foot.
Oh, no.
And they were marking my leg for amputation just in case they...
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Well, at least you know not to wake a Lhasa Apso now in the middle of the night.
No kidding.
Not a 10-year-old Lhasa Apso.
With your bare foot. Yeah, right. Don't do that. By the way, and I post that, and he's like, "You put the dog down, right?" I'm like, "What?
No.
I called it a name, but no, I didn't."
What am I, Christy Gnome?
Yeah, exactly. No, if I was Christy Gnome, I'd have done it for fun.
By the way, we went to the Biden and Obama fundraiser here in L.A. And speaking of health care, and he's like, "Yeah, that's fine. Call it Obamacare. You're welcome." But you also, we were playing Jack Black, who was hilarious. We played some clips earlier.
He was great.
Juanita Broderick. Oh, my God. Who's heard from her in a while?
Yeah.
She tweeted, "I used to like Jack Black. Never again. He's now just another POS loudmouth scumbag. Adios, Jack." And you said, "Somehow, I think Jack Black will survive."
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he's going to make it. That Kung Fu Panda money isn't going away anytime.
Yeah, no kidding.
Right.
Yeah. He was hilarious.
I just can't. It's like celebrities should shut up, except Kevin Sorbo.
Right. Yes, exactly.
But then you realize Kevin Sorbo isn't really a celebrity.
Right. By the way, Steve, this was very mean of you to put side by side pictures of Julie Roberts and George Clooney and a picture of Kid Rock and just say us, them. And that's a close up of his dental situation, which is not good. Okay.
Dead tooth. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, it is amazing. It's just these, like, hate we got online. We just posted pictures. We were excited to be there. But it is just, we were saying, Steve, this is, I don't even know how to describe this election season. I mean, they are just as mean and horrible as he is. And it's all, literally every tweet was about, "We're all pedophiles," and just nothing that's based on anything true. Our favorite was someone said, "Oh, and then you got in your private jets and flew back home," which is, you know, it's like 10 minutes. And we were like, yes, and obviously we have separate private jets. But it's just this whole...
Because F the environment.
Right. Just this whole, like, that, you know, Trump's of the common man, and you're like, you're the Hollywood elite, and he's of the common man, and you're like, what? Really? He gets his money from, you know, suckers that give him their insulin money to pay his, you know, lawyers for his latest felonies? I mean, your thoughts.
Yeah, I know. I saw an ad for RFK Jr. where he's like, "Come with me falconing." And I'm like, yeah, he's just like us.
I speak to you as someone that has been invited falconing by Robert Kennedy Jr. when he used to hit on me relentlessly, even though he knew I was gay. Right. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, yeah. And good. You know, hey, look, he has great taste. But
aww.
But he's not that smart.
No, I join a lot of people, and I'm sure in his family, in I don't know what has happened to him, but it is really sad. I mean, you retweeted the intellectual saying he claims COVID was genetically engineered to spare Jews and Chinese people. And you just said, since it's hard to understand what this garbage candidate is alleging, captions, RFK Jr. spent 2.5 years, quote, doing his own research. So I guess he's smarter than Fauci. He's a self-absorbed hole who helps bring measles back. Take your lies and F off, spoiler for Trump. I mean, I don't know what he's doing, seriously. But every factor terrifies me this time, right? Because there is polling showing he could, you know, be a factor. And it's terrifying because he's completely insane, Steve.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, that's I want a candidate who likes to walk around in his 70s in the beach and lift weights and thinks that's a qualification for president. You know, I think it was FDR who said, "I can bench press this chair." It's just ridiculous. It's but I don't you think? I mean, and I'm not mitigating it. I really wish he would just go away. He can come back in December,
right?
Him,
right.
Alf Nader, Jill Stein, fill in the blank douchebags. Hope I can say that. They can all get on his sailing boat and play with Falcons and just shut up.
Yeah. So we were talking too about, obviously everyone's talking about these, they're called cheap fakes where, you know, and again, Jody and I were there.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't need Obama to lead him off the stage. Yeah. You know, this, you know, the, what do you call it? A paratroop thing. Like he was obviously congratulating someone. He wasn't confused and wandering away, but this is obviously working with a segment, you know, the Republican base, I guess. And then every time he shows up and gives a great State of the Union or, you know, White House Correspondents' Dinner or I'm sure debate next week, if that happens, they go, "Oh, he must be on crack. We don't know how," because they're selling some cartoon character of Joe Biden that isn't real.
It hasn't existed long enough. Like, it's, if he's part of a crime family, they're just finding out now.
Right.
And by the way, is he senile or is he a mastermind? Because you really need to pick one.
Right. Right. Stick with one story. No, they just do a new conspiracy theory when the old one, you know, blows up. I mean, and on the other side, as we were saying, there's all this, oh, Trump may win the way more of the black vote than ever. And he's doing this black outreach. And meanwhile, he's at a church with, I don't know, 100 people. Most of them are white. Right. And yeah. And you tweeted Donald Trump is only the least racist person in the room when he's alone on the toilet. And he's also the most racist person in that room, too. I mean, how are they going to erase years of racism, starting back from when he was denying black people apartments in New York?
Right.
Right? Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't even have black and white pictures. That's how much of a thing he is. But and by the way, the pluralization on blacks for Trump is
yes.
doing a lot of heavy lifting.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to snort on you.
Well, I'll take it. That's a win.
And by the way, like you were saying about the whole, like, oh, you know, a terrorist attacks, it worked for Giuliani. I lived in New York during 9/11, and I swear, Steve, that was a thing that always, and I get it, we were all traumatized, and he was the one on TV, so, you know, but how did he do a great job, right? He's the one that moved the command center into the World Trade Center when they told him not to. He's the reason the police and fire radios didn't communicate. Mm-hmm. I just am so tired. Like, George Bush's ratings went way up 9/11. The worst intelligence failure in our history happened on his watch.
Right.
And somehow he was a great leader during 9/11. I don't know. Now I'm getting a re-angry about things years ago. But anyway.
Yeah, no, it's like they're playing for it. It's like, you know, it's going to happen 100%. I'm like, how are you so sure?
Right.
With
a traitor like Trump, you're like, who's he talking to? What does he know that we don't know? Who's going to help him this time?
Is Marge making more pipe bombs? Nobody knows.
First of all, with the stakes for him staying out of prison, Steve, add it to the stakes for Putin,
right,
being able to just be given Ukraine if Trump gets back. Netanyahu, who Trump will let him do whatever he wants. I mean, just think of the people that have, you know, how high the stakes are that would like to get Trump back in office, right?
Oh, yeah. It literally is like the League of Evil or whatever. It's just literally, it's a cartoon group of supervillains trying to finally win.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, speaking of Giuliani, by the way, his Upper East Side apartment is back on the market because as he's facing bankruptcy, he originally listed it for $6.5 million. 3 months later, he cut the price by $400,000. Then it was delisted. Can't they just give it to Miss Ruby?
I think they should.
And Shay. And then we can play the Jeffersons theme and just.
And then he has to pay the property taxes for the rest of the time.
You know, it's summer. He's going to be doing those Six Flags again commercials again.
I forgot about those.
Well, you're bringing us back to that and Baby Shark.
Yeah.
Do Baby Shark.
I'm an adult.
All right. 18 minutes after the hour. We have Steve Marmel for the hour, kids.
We do.
Yay! 18 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Modi's Dogs. They're my dogs, but they're also Dr. Marty dogs.
They are.
Yeah. We love Dr. Marty. Didn't I kind of nerd out when I got to talk to him last time?
You kind of did.
He's a rock star. Well, listen, Oprah and Martha Stewart, lots of people nerd out and bring their dogs to him. He's the best. Forbes magazine calls him the miracle worker. I'm just telling you, nature's blessing, and also nature's feast for the kitties. Don't forget the kitties.
Kitty.
Thank you. Yeah. It's real food. It's the movement because they're your real children. They're not like your children. They're your real children. And it's turkey, beef, duck, salmon, antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables. It is raw. It's freeze-dried. That means it's right for you.
Right.
It's dry to the touch. It's pantry safe. It's shelf stable. It's not that one. You know the one I'm talking about. You got to store it in the freezer.
And it's gloppy.
And it expires, and you got to cut the pouch open. It's wet, and it's gloppy, and it's... Okay, save up to 54% off. I don't mind smack talking other brands because Dr. Marty is the shizzle. 54% off Nature's Blend right now and get a free pack of Cod Krispies. Oh, my God, they love these so much. It's cod skin. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Are you having a party or something?
Nonstop.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Do you know Cesar Millan? He's the original host of the Emmy-nominated TV series The Dog Whisperer and the star of the newest hit show Better Human, Better Dog on Nat Geo and Disney+. He's a legendary dog behaviorist with multiple hit TV shows where he basically transforms troubled dogs into calm, carefree pups. And if there's one thing this guy knows, it's how to care for dogs the right way. That's why I was so excited to find out which food he feeds his dogs. It's Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty Pets. Knowing Cesar Millan relies on this freeze-dried raw food to help keep his own pack healthy makes me feel even more excited about giving them to my own dogs, Bonnie and Clyde. Because since I started feeding Nature's Blend to them, they just seem younger, happier, friskier, kissier. I also like that it's not messy, easy to prepare with no messy pouches to squeeze. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught cod skin treats. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. DrMartyPets.com/Miller.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to RoundhouseProvisions.com, use code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off. RoundhouseProvisions.com, code Stephanie.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text Stephanie to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
This is Chad Spate. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chad's Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chad's Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Stephanie Miller.
Wow, wow, wow. 24 minutes after the hour. Joanne in Maryland, you're on with Steve Marmel. Hey, Joanne.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. I wanted to tell you a sexy liberal story. I'm a sexy liberal because I went to the nail salon the other day, and they were blasting Fox News on two huge channels, TVs, and I was like, because of your show, I'm more assertive, and I just blurted out, oh, my God, can we change the channel? This is the station that tells all the lies. And they changed the channel.
Yay!
And all the ladies in the salon were like, what?
You can do that?
Thank you.
All the other handmaids said, what? We have television autonomy?
Yeah, they were like, WTF. I'm like, yes, I just educated you.
Good for you. Good for you. All right.
Thank you for your service.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Kathy in Skeeterville, Arkansas. I don't know if that's a place.
I don't think that's a place.
She said, here's another true story, Steph. Yesterday I was driving by an abandoned building and saw some guys hauling big trash bags out to the dumpster. I rolled down the window, said, hey, what you got there, fellas? Big bag of rats? And they yelled back, are you a Stephanie Miller fan? You know, Steve, I feel like this party, this GOP party, may just disintegrate from their, I don't know, cowardice and awfulness and cruelty. I love this story this morning. Civil War primary, rift over controversial Trump snub, threatens to tear MAGA apart. Fight, fight, fight. Big bag of rats. You're all equally awful. Trump has created a civil war within his own MAGA movement amid a crucial election year that could decide whether he ends up in the White House or the Big House. Oh, I love this story. Uh-huh. His controversial endorsement snub of Freedom Caucus Chair Representative Bob Good, Republican of Virginia, who is not
good.
Not no. good.
Has divided his loyal MAGA backers in a critical swing state. It shows the weakness of MAGA and the Trump coalition. We need loyalists, Marjorie Taylor Greene barked at a crowd of a dozen voters in a Virginia parking lot. Good kicked Trump when he was down the road. Steve Bannon appeared next to Good at a much larger event. The back-to-back events last week pitting some of the most famous MAGA figures against each other has highlighted how strange this civil war of a primary has become. Fight, fight, fight. Big bag of rats.
They're all
love equally, this story.
Yeah, all equally awful.
They really are all equally awful.
Yeah, may the least or worst person and all the rest of them lose.
Right? Bannon versus Marjorie Taylor Greene. I don't know, like gout versus leprosy, I don't know, whatever.
Well, I think Roid Rage wins. Roid Rage wins.
Yeah. Definitely.
Legend Roid Rage. Yeah. Sorry.
I go with Butch Bad Built Body in any bar fight with Steve Bannon, but okay. Steve, I was saying, remember the movie Bullworth? I also posited that Trump may in fact be an alien from an orange planet of some sort, and maybe this is just a giant thought experiment. Because he's insulting voters to their face now, right? He's like, I don't care about you.
Yeah.
Just want your vote. Milwaukee's a horrible city. Like, he's just,
I don't know. It's like, it's just, you know that they're all like, oh, no, he didn't mean Milwaukee. He meant that one guy.
That's the other thing, is they all defend him.
Right.
They all rush to defend him. And then he goes, no, I said it. They all lie. They go, no, he didn't say that. Fake news, media, whatever. And then he's like, yeah, dude.
I know. Yeah, he's angry grandpa. So it's good. Just give him his pudding. Point him at the wall and do whatever you want to do with every piece of the Constitution. That's the goal.
I know. And I guess we should be rooting. There's like story after story. The RNC is like that of cult leader Jim Jones on the residents of Jonestown, according to one former RNC member. The residents of Jonestown chose suicide rather than leave. He has a death grip on the RNC and delegates. Even if polls showed him losing 65-35, they will choose to go down with him. There will be no move to, no mechanism for, and no interest in removing Trump at the convention. I mean, how hilarious that there's been more stories about should Biden drop out years older than should this convicted felon, right?
I'm convinced there's like 1,000 monkeys typing on 1,000 keyboards, and literally, as long as they have an anti-Biden spin, they'll publish anything the monkeys write, anything. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I hate to sound hopeful, but... I really want to believe, and I don't care if it's by a single state, that this is just a handful of very loud, coordinated people pretending like we don't care if he's a felon.
Yeah,
yeah, diapers for Don.
Yeah,
I'm like,
but polling shows most people do. 29 minutes after the hour, Steve Armel's here.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. Go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is moving ahead with plans for an independent audit of Milwaukee public schools. Bidders have until Monday to respond. Meanwhile, the Milwaukee School Board president says the district is committed to fixing the district's financial problems. Work on the federal farm bill forges on. Family farm advocates want cuts in subsidies to large factory farms known as CAFOs. Barb Kalbaugh runs a small farm in Iowa. She says that money would be better spent on operations like hers.
Things like filter strips along streams and rivers, which helps with erosion and also helps with nitrates and other pollutants entering the water.
Large farm operators say they do use federal money to defend against environmental damage. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Silver Dollar Tavern is no more after a decades-long fight from one of the candidates for U.S. Senate. Eric Hovde's company, Hovde Properties, tore down the Silver Dollar over the weekend. It was the oldest operating bar in Madison. Rolling Stone reports that the Hovde family, through the company, spent decades pressuring owners to sell, eventually buying the buildings around it, which stayed vacant for years. Hovde bought the property in February, saying it was necessary for the Wisconsin Historical Society's new museum. It's Pollinator Week. Pollinators take pollen from flower to flower, which helps plants grow. Wisconsin is home to 400 different types of pollinators, including rare butterflies, hummingbirds, and 20 species of bumblebee. To support them, the DNR encourages people to grow native plants like milkweed, coneflower, and bee balm. Providing water and shelter and not using pesticides or herbicides can help them too. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Windy, sunny, hot today. Highs in the low 90s. Humidity pushing the heat index into the mid to upper 90s. For tonight, partly cloudy, windy, a low around 72. Slight chance of a storm late. Scattered showers and thunderstorms on your Wednesday, high of 83.
Currently, 78 degrees.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian and host of the 40-Year-Old Boy podcast, Mike Schmidt, and Civic Media's own Northeast Wisconsin reporter, Lisa Hale.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
By United Way and the Ad Council.
Leader, I have the ability to allow a unanimous consent vote
and we'll see just what Republican managers do. Will they allow it to go forward? Or will they cower to MAGA and hurt the American people? So they have two choices. They can cower to MAGA, these right-wing Republicans in the Senate, or they can protect the American people. Nope.
I, like Steve Marmel, hate to be hopeful, but I do feel like we can fix all the problems. We could
get a bump stock. I just think there's maybe three more of us than them, and if their trucks break down, we'll be okay.
There you go. Yeah. And also, we have good breaking news, so that I am right. There are silver linings. New York's top court declined to hear Trump's gag order appeal, leaving the restrictions in place following his felony conviction last month. Court of Appeals found the order does not raise substantial constitutional issues that would warrant an immediate intervention.
Exactly.
I feel like, you know, we always say this, like the rule of law is holding by a thread, sort of, in some courts. I mean, but that's why November is so important, right?
Yes. It's like, I don't know. They're both old. It's like, yeah, well, you know what? You get to pick two cars to drive to college in, and I suggest you pick the working one.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly. So we obviously Chuck Schumer talking about undoing the latest egregious Supreme Court ruling on bump stocks. I thought, you know, it's so funny, Jody, I thought of Fred Gutenberg, our friend, when this decision came down on Friday. Here he is yesterday.
Since Jamie was killed, we've added over 100 million weapons to the American streets. This wave of gun violence is not surprising to anybody who tracks that number. Most of it happened through COVID. The good news, because of the Safer Communities Act passed during the Biden administration, because of the executive actions, because of the Office of Gun Violence Prevention, violent crime is down. Gun violence is down. However, it's a never-ending fight against things like a Supreme Court that wants to end any effort to do anything, against a Republican Congress who wants to end any effort to do anything, and lives are at stake.
Yeah. He went on one more.
You know, you talked about a shooting this weekend at a pool where 28 rounds were fired. Imagine a bump stock. Imagine not, you know, talking about a mass shooting without casualties. Imagine talking about hundreds killed, because that's what is going to happen because of the Supreme Court ruling last week. And so, I just want to tell everybody listening to this interview right now, you have only one option. Right now, this morning, go check your voter registration, make sure it is accurate, up to date, and you are ready to vote, and make sure you vote in this election.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, this ruling came out, we were on the air Friday, Steve, and I just, you know, sometimes you just, it's like a body blow, and I just went, great, more Las Vegas. It's just, of all of our massacres, that Las Vegas massacre, 60 people, just, you know, it is insane. It's one of the things that is, it's insane enough that people get to have these automatic weapons, but a bump stock, there is no other reason than for slaughtering as many humans as you possibly can in a short period of time.
You can't aim with a bump stock.
Right.
It's it's not, it's precision. No, it's mass death. So,
you know, and God, Senator Jackie Rosen of Nevada, you know, laid into J.D. Vance over his remarks that the bump stock ban legislation is likely aimed at a PR problem, not something that's going to meaningfully reduce gun violence in this country. If you call it a PR problem that we'd like prefer not to have 60 people get slaughtered in a few seconds, then... Yeah. Rosen said this is not a fake problem. Let him come to Las Vegas. Let him see the memorial for those people who died. Let him talk to those families. It's not a fake problem. Those families are dead. Las Vegas was changed forever because of what that shooter did, and the bump stocks helped him. And let J.D. Vance come. I'm going to take him to the memorials. We're going to talk about our first responders, our ambulance drivers, our police, our firefighters, people at the blood bank, regular people. Shame on him. Shame on him for disrespecting the dead. I mean, it's just this whole, like, oh, we can't solve gun violence, so let's just not do anything that's going to help anyone, right?
Yeah. He's the worst. Like, he's just, like, you know, it's like the lipstick on a, it's like the guy liner on a pig.
Yeah. He does wear guy liner.
Yeah. I'm like, why do you look like you're crying on the Titanic movie? He looks like a terrible, he looks like a a raccoon. He looks like a raccoon.
He does.
Yeah.
And thank you for going low just then. I needed it. But I'm for anything that helps any of these families. The families of the survivors of Robben Elementary School shooting in Uvalde are suing the package shipping companies, UPS and FedEx, for violating state and federal law and their own corporate safety standards. On the day of the shooting, the gunman armed with a weapon he ordered online. It is just too easy for any lunatic to get any kind of gun in this country, period. And I know they got some settlement, but they didn't want to bankrupt the entire city of Uvalde. But what if you're one of those parents, Steve? And those, how many cops were there, Jody?
It was like 70-something
standing there.
Yeah.
All of them.
Yes, all of them. Standing there with the heavily armed for, I don't know, how long, right? Because they're scared to go in because one guy is armed with with an automatic weapon.
They were probably Googling the weapon going, oh, I got to get one of these before they're banned.
Right. Right.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, so they, obviously... I can't remember what the settlement was, but it wasn't huge. But Uvalde's obviously a small town, and they all live there. They didn't want to completely bankrupt the city. But this is, anyway, just a heartbreak that's going to go on and on unless we vote, as Fred Gutenberg just said.
Yep.
Matthew in Colorado. Hello, Matthew. You're on with Steve.
Hello, Stephanie.
Yes.
I'm listening a little bit back. But I just had to warn you, because I'm from Southern California originally.
Uh-huh.
You are not allowed to say "Go Celtics" for any reason.
It's true. When you're trying to get Charlie Pierce to bring Senator Warren to Boston, sexy liberal, really?
Even if you're talking to Senator Warren.
I agree.
You are not allowed.
Yes, you're a Lakers girl.
As an Angelino, you are not allowed.
Exactly.
All right, fine.
You're either Clippers or...
I shall put myself in the penalty box for the remainder of the show.
You're either Clippers or Lakers. You can't be Celtics.
Sorry. I committed an egregious offense,
yes,
Steve.
You did.
I sported the sports. The wrong
sport. Of all the things you've ever said, that is the worst.
That's it. Mark in Portland, you're on with Steve. Hey, Mark.
You had mentioned earlier, I think, I can't remember who it was that said, but talking about a terrorist attack, like they're in sowing fear in the American public about an upcoming terrorist attack. I want to know who said that and why FBI is not investigating this person, surveilling their emails.
Oh, well, I'll tell you who it is. Donald Trump.
Donald Trump said it, and then it was Sean Hannity.
And Sean Hannity.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, literally, it's hard to, like, disguise that they're rooting for it. You know, they feel like they have to do the disclaimer. Oh, I hope I'm wrong. No, you don't. No, you don't. I mean, this is just this anything to win mentality that they have, right?
It's the same thing as Donald Trump praying for a stock market crash.
Right.
You know?
Yes. As Josh Shapiro, Governor Shapiro said, stop talking America. That's his whole campaign, is talking down America, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, look, I'll talk down to people occasionally, but not an entire nation.
Right.
Not
thank you,
all nations.
The election fraud brigade forming at the RNC is going to look pretty silly should Biden secure a second victory in November, according to one political analyst. They did an analysis of the RNC's claim they will have 100,000 people monitoring poll sites. Good luck, Philip Bump wrote. Should Biden win again, each of them will be in a relatively awkward position. We were saying because of this whole reality they're creating with these fakes and all these, you know, fake stories about Biden, they're just primed to think he's decrepit, he's going to die any second, he's going to lose in a landslide, that they're just not prepared for reality. And that's what's dangerous.
Well, we saw what happened when 20,000, you know, look, if they give him immunity, right, Biden can do whatever he wants.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't give him immunity, Biden can do anything he wants.
Exactly.
Someone said Biden and SEAL Team 6 are awaiting the ruling outside Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah. Look, if he got yanked off the debate stage by 11 guys with a warrant, I would be like thrilled to be watching that live. So I don't know. It's I hope he gets just the same justice the rest of us would get.
Yeah. Wow, this is that desperation I smell? This story, the headline, Steve, is MAGA hopes Trump's daughter is secret weapon to win vital swing state. I had to ice down my own groin. This was such of a stretch. The Trump campaign has a secret weapon in its war to win a block of Middle Eastern voters in the key swing state of Michigan, and her name is Tiffany.
No.
They're... This is the Tiffany strategy to.
Yeah.
She's, okay. Wow. Listen to this, yeah. Steve. Trump's struggle to overcome lingering outrage over his controversial Muslim ban that he enacted. At the heart of his Trump's campaign strategy is Trump's ex-wife, Marla Maples' daughter, with the former president and her connection through marriage to Lebanese-born businessman Massad Boulos' son, Michael. Mm-hmm. So you can see where.
That's a straight line from a game changer.
Right. Boulos has taken on the challenge of trying to convince a politically influential community angry at President Biden that Trump is a better option. But many Arab Americans also note Trump has positioned himself as more pro-Israel than Biden and has made a series of comments and policy announcements that critics blast as Islamophobic. Okay, listen, I've said this many times. No matter who you hate, Jews or Muslims, Donald Trump is your candidate. Republicans are your party. My brain hurts just from reading that story.
Well, I know. It's like the connection to get to that one guy who might have a few Muslim friends. And it's like a child's maze on a kid's menu. It's like, can you get this man to this voter? No, I don't care.
Take all the way through dessert and no, you still can't.
Just give me my pie and shut up.
We're 45 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by, Just Thrive.
Yeah.
Do I need to tell you that life can be stressful? No, I do not.
No, it's
It can be
stressful.
Overwhelming. It's not like your mind suffers when you're feeling tense and anxious. Stress can make a mess of your digestion. Don't I know it, boy howdy. Don't you know it?
I can smell it.
Shush. And your immune system, too. Here's the thing. You can handle it. Introducing Just Calm. I started taking this, and I can feel it. I used to take Sammy. This is better.
It is.
Mm-hmm. The breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves. Say hello to steady chill. More relaxed you. I am much less of a poodle on linoleum. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier. In as little as just 4 weeks, it doesn't make you sleepy. It just makes you calm, dude.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Next level mood and immune support. I love my award-winning Just Thrive probiotic. I take that as well. It not only has 1,000 times better survivability than most probiotics, but this spore biotic banishes bloat and constipation so your gut can produce more serotonin, my happy hormone.
Yeah.
Hooray. And also it's helping with my sleep. Actually, despite the dog demons, the migrating dogs at night, I slept like a baby last night. You can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic and Just Calm when you go to justthrivehealth.com. Enter the promo code Stephanie. For a limited time, you can save 20% off that 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com. That's like getting a month for free. To learn more about this groundbreaking company, don't miss the special episode of Just Thrive. We did a podcast.
It's going to be dropping this week.
Yahoo! Okay, justthrivehealth.com.
It even vibrates like real.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hi, I'm Cesar Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created high impact protein available in whey or plant protein to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code fitness to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or you can text fitness to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. MyPowerLife.com, code fitness.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Tesnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference. For you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text SLASH to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text SLASH to 321-321. That's SLASH to 321-321.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Consider yourself a snowbird with property in the south, or just like to vacation there. You'll want to keep an eye on what's predicted to be an active hurricane season from now through the end of November. Forecasters say that there's an 85% chance of above the normal number of hurricanes, especially in the Atlantic Basin. Here's what it could look like. 17 to 25 storms, 8 to 13 of them becoming hurricanes, and 4 to 7 of those could be major. If you're wondering why, temperatures in the Atlantic Ocean are near record warmth, and La Niña conditions are developing, and both of these support the formation of tropical storms. No matter where you go, it's information to keep you and your family weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Yeah, this portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Morning Kick. All right, we're figuring out how to get the Curb Your Enthusiasm music under the me riding my bike on the 5 freeway by accident.
I can't believe you did that.
Well, we took a wrong turn. You know what, Chris? I've taken many wrong turns
in life.
Yes,
you have.
Yeah, and but I do them faster with more energy now because of Morning Kick.
Okay, good.
I just am telling you, it's in there every day. Today's weightlifting day,
as you know. It is.
Yeah. God is my witness, I'm going to start lifting something that you won't consider girl weights at some point. Because in there is ashwagandha, probiotics, prebiotics. Thank you, Jody. Mm-hmm. It supports my gut health, nourishes my body, boosts my energy, helps me feel more like a ute. Morning Kick, 10 supplements in one, strawberry lemonade flavor. It's delicious. You need to hydrate, but what? Boring. Ugh. Water's boring. Roundhouseprovisions.com. Type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Or go right to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in that code Stephanie. Comedian, producer, writer extraordinaire, Steve Marmel is here.
He's written for some really good stuff.
Right? Yeah. Family Guy, all kinds of. He's famous.
Yeah.
Yeah. I knew you back when you were just a lowly comedian.
Yeah, yeah, when I was just, like, you know, entertaining people for beer money for somebody else. by the way, do you like my filter? This is Carrie Lake behind me.
Oh, right. It's fantastic. Oh, yeah, yeah, oh, it's sure. Very blurry. Beautiful. I thought it was my vision, but thank you. Yeah.
Oh, Carrie Lake.
Speaking of, I don't know, the ways Donald Trump is pathetic and right. Living in the past, this book about the guy from, you know, The Apprentice.
Uh-huh.
So the first time Donald Trump fired someone on Apprentice, the Trump Tower shook, he told writer whoever.
Yeah.
Somebody said he's like a high school football player, like reliving his glory.
Yeah.
He said, when I said you're fired, the whole building shook. Everybody, because they have so many screens, they saw what was going on in the boardroom. The place just reverberated. People were screaming. They were shouting. The crew, the makeup people, everyone was watching it. There were hundreds of them. And they went crazy.
No.
First of all, it's not a boardroom. That was a set.
Right.
Yeah. They didn't go anywhere near the Trump Tower boardroom.
Is that what you're a famous producer? Is that what sets are like? Just
yeah. Shook. We usually have all the people within 4 feet.
Right.
Of the show at all points. The building shook. Why? You know, dude, it's those are tremors, and that's you.
Yes. Right.
So we're obviously all concerned. I did Tristan Snell's podcast yesterday. Mm-hmm. He was fantastic, or one of our legal lads.
Yes.
You know, I don't know how this Judge Cannon thing works, but Ty Cobb, you know, the Wilford Brimley mustache guy, but he was a Trump lawyer.
Not the baseball player.
He said Cannon is showing a palpable bias that goes way beyond mere ineptitude. She seems to have a visceral dislike of Jack Smith and his team. She's constantly criticizing them. She's constantly being sharp and sarcastic with them, and she almost never treats the defense that way. I just can't figure out what and when her end game is, right, in terms of, I mean, it seems like she's headed toward trying to dismiss this in a way that Jack Smith would not be able to refile. But what do you think?
I think Trump picked somebody. It's like Trump picked somebody in that district that would be Trumpian, and either she's one of these brainwashed trad wives that's doing a job for a little bit, or he's got something on her. Either way, you know.
Yeah.
But we've already seen it doesn't matter what you have in a Supreme Court justice. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I'm glad we've been talking, Steve, a lot about Project 2025, but a group of House Democrats is launching a task force to take it on. So Jared Huffman, who's from out here, mm-hmm. fantastic, he said, we need a coordinated strategy to save America and stop this coup before it's too late. That's what it really is. It's another coup memo, this Project 2025, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
So that's why I say if presidential immunity is a thing, you gave the guy you think is some sort of aging mob boss carte blanche to do whatever he wants.
Yeah. Here's where I love when, I don't know, we'll take any level of reality in the middle of Trump's bolt. This is the New Republic did a review of Trump's ocean resort, Baja, Mexico, and found it to be little more than a huge muddy hole. Oh, I thought they were talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene. No? It cannot even be described as one of the more luxurious hideaways in the vicinity of the Punta Bandera wastewater treatment plant.
Oh, boy.
The review says, the resort's location offers glorious views of the Pacific, but added there's no bungalows or hotel rooms or even beach chairs from which those views can be enjoyed. Instead, there's a chain-link fence, an empty guard booth, and nothing else.
Wow.
Trump Baja is a classic Trumpian swindle, a grandiose promises that shatter like cheap glass. Barbara Rez, a former high-level Trump Organization staffer, said, when I worked with Trump, he was P.T. Barnum. Trump is a fraud. He is a cheat. He is a thief. He is a criminal. I hope people get that the people that know him best, that have worked with him the longest, are the ones screaming, you know, sending the alarms the loudest, right?
Yep. And all we can do is hope that just enough people listen and stay home.
And follow you. How do we do that on Threads or Twitter or wherever?
I am at Marmel, M-A-R-M-E-L, on the Dying Bird app. And I am at Marmel's plural.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Todd Allball.
Hey, everybody. Todd Allball. Join us next time when our executive producer of civic media, our friend, our colleague, and guru of brewers, Luke Mathers, joins us for Tuesday Tangents at Lukester.
The Todd Allball Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Gordy here from the Mad Radio Morning Show. When you text us at Civic Media, our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial in Madison, chosen by 80% of Fortune 500 manufacturers in the United States that want to package with less. RocketIndustrial.com.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.